If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Junks are coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980 AM, 910 The Fan in Richmond, and Monumental Sports Network as well. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com to join their team. Chelsea James is joining us at 8:25, not at 8. So that is a scheduling note.
And then we're having a draft guru on, right?
Sam Bruckhouse,
right,
from Sumer Sports will join the show coming up at 9 o'clock.
Starting to get geeked up for the draft. I mean, it's but close.
It is less than 10 days away.
Yeah,
so that is fantastic. It starts April 24th. So we wanted to get into an article from CBSSports.com about five NFC teams that they have honed in on that they feel need to ace this upcoming 2025 NFL draft. Are the Commanders on this list? Well, we'll have to go through it and tell you. But they're not the first team listed. The Carolina Panthers are the first team listed of the five NFC teams that basically have to thread the needle on this draft. They have the number 8 overall pick. They have 9 picks. We saw Bryce Young develop under Dave Canales. Chuba Hubbard was a bit of a revelation there at running back. But they still need a lot of pieces on that team if they want to contend in the NFC South and in the NFC overall.
Are they set on Bryce Young? Is he solidified the gig, you think?
I think his second half of the season at least made him the starter for this year.
Yeah.
He bought himself another year.
Yes.
Yeah.
But remember what the Commanders did to him. This is what the Commanders did to him.
Yeah.
They pummeled him.
Gave him the beat down.
Right. I mean, it wasn't even close. It was a 40-7.
And that was without Jaden Daniels for 98% of the game.
Yeah.
That was with Marcus Mariota coming in relief.
Mm-hmm.
So the second team on this list is a team that the Commanders know very well, the Dallas Cowboys. They're sitting at number 12
Everyone's
overall.
Down on them, right?
They have 10 picks in this upcoming 2025 NFL draft. The blurb here is the Cowboys used to justify the America's Team label with colorful, if ill-fated, roster movement. Lately, Jerry Jones has gone the other way. Not only waiting until the last minute to secure homegrown stars, but showing an aversion to blockbuster acquisitions.
Hmm.
So they made some moves kind of around the edges. They signed Javonte Williams, who was a free agent. Miles Sanders, you know, two older, kind of beat-up running backs. Solomon Thomas on the defensive line. So they feel like Dallas needs to get it done with the 10 picks in this draft to get back into contention in the NFC.
What they need the most is to keep Dak Prescott healthy.
Well, that certainly would help.
Because when Dak Prescott was healthy, they were a playoff team.
Right. And it would also help to add some more offensive talent around CeeDee Lamb.
Because
it seems like they've had a hard time finding that number 2, number 3 wide receiver that takes some of the pressure off of CeeDee Lamb.
Who's their best tight end?
Who was it before he got injured? I'm trying to think.
I mean, nobody's jumping out at me.
Wait a second. His name is just escaping me. I'm just thinking of their weapons.
Like, even if Dak is fully healthy.
So you're thinking maybe go after a little Tyler Warren from Penn State?
I'm not suggesting that. I'm just saying, like,
Ferguson when he's healthy is a pretty decent option.
Okay, they also have him, CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah, they drafted him pretty high, didn't they?
He was a second-round pick in 2023, so they just drafted a tight end last season.
I'm not super familiar with the weapons, but they don't seem to overwhelm you.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
Is that they're not really household names outside of CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah.
I mean, Schoonmaker, he had a better rookie season than Sinnott.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, almost everybody had a better rookie season than Ben Sinnott. We have to hope in year two that he's more of a part of the offense.
I mean, I'm sure that's what Dallas wants. Look, Schoonmaker, 6'5", 250,
yeah,
was a second-round draft pick out of Michigan. He only had one touchdown catch, 27 catches. But remember, they had quarterback issues all season because Dak was down.
They also had running back issues.
Yes.
Right. I can't even think of anybody there that scares you.
Well, they had Rico Dowdle, who they could have re-signed, but
they decided not to.
I believe he signed with the Panthers, a 1 or 2 year deal with the Panthers during the offseason. So they need a lot of help. I just don't see that team contending for the playoffs in 2025. I could be wrong. They could surprise, but I don't see it. This next team is kind of intriguing, especially with the latest news about their quarterback. They have the Saints on this list. The Saints pick at number 9. They have 9 total picks in the upcoming draft. And Derek Carr.
What's his deal? He's got a shoulder injury?
A torn labrum.
Oh, he's done.
He may be out for the entire 2025 season.
If he's got a torn labrum in his throwing shoulder, he's done.
So there was speculation. There had been noise about Shedeur Sanders going number 9. Maybe that picks up steam. Maybe Aaron Rodgers lands there. Maybe Kirk Cousins stays in the division and goes to New Orleans. So they've got some quarterback issues that they have to deal with
currently,
first and foremost.
So did he injure this in the offseason, or was this something he suffered in the regular season?
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure
news
when
to me,
when
the whole thing. I was reading about it this weekend. It could be a wear and tear injury, or it could just be something that, I mean, you could tear your labrum and lift the weights. I mean, anything could happen.
Yeah, so that's if he's had a torn labrum, you're right. They need a quarterback, unless they just want to go with Rattler.
They might just go with Rattler and work it out for a year. Maybe they're in the Arch Manning sweepstakes after that. I saw a lot of people or someone saying that Genty might be in play for them at 9 to replace Alvin, and so they get him, then they get the quarterback next year.
Mm-hmm.
I actually kind of love that because
you probably
Genty does have the same sort of skill set as Kamara.
Right.
Where's Kamara now?
He's still with the Saints.
Still with the Saints, but you're just saying phase him out?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You probably need an experienced coach with Shedeur, because there's just going to be that pressure and that dark cloud of Deion can replace you at any time.
Right.
I'm sure that's not what Kellen Moore wants to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good point. And didn't Albert Breer come out with a report yesterday that he thinks Sanders has fallen out of the top 10? He doesn't think he's going to be selected in the top 10. Now, again, that could be smoke. Maybe he
could be a desperate team out
there. We don't know.
Man. He's not attending the draft, which doesn't necessarily mean anything. I know Jalen Milroe is.
Saw that. He might be waiting in the green room at the end of round one. I don't know.
Maybe some teams are giving you assurances, but yeah, I mean, it wouldn't be nice to be the guy that they're just
If I were a team picking like 20 to 32, I'm going to look at Milroe and I'm going to think, I'm going to get Anthony Richardson type vibes. Great runner, not the best passer.
More experience.
I'd be concerned.
More experience.
He has more experience. Yeah. But
better passer than Richardson.
I'd still be concerned.
Isn't that the rep that Jalen Hurts has had? Mm-hmm. He just won a Super Bowl. I think he can do okay.
Okay.
But you can get better.
That's an aggressive comp, but we'll have to see where he lands. The fourth team on this list, the New York Giants. They pick at number 3. They have 8 total picks in this upcoming draft. We know what they've done at quarterback. They're kind of like a stopgap solution. They signed Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston to kind of get by until they find their real signal caller of the future. Do they take that guy at 3? Probably not.
Well, yeah. By the way, the first 4 teams that you've mentioned, all non-playoff teams with losing records last season, which makes sense.
Right.
Because you're talking just NFC.
Mm-hmm.
Half the teams make the playoffs, half the teams don't. I guess actually a little more than half don't. So you were asking at the top, would the Commanders be on this list? I suspect that they're not. Plus, I saw the list yesterday. yeah, the teams that stink have to do well in the draft.
Yeah, and this is...
Well, the fifth team is the same thing. It's the Niners who had six wins last year.
Right.
Getting back to the Giants for a second, though, like, it makes sense what they did at quarterback to me, because Shane and Dable, they need like a 9 or 10 win season to save their job.
They can't mess around with some rookie.
Like, yeah, they can't roll the dice on a rookie and hope.
But if it's the right rookie, look what happened here in Washington.
True. If it's the right guy, sure.
I don't think anybody thinks these guys are. I don't know if this is
the draft to find the surefire turn it around guy at number three.
No, I think
apparently these guys aren't that good, but 2 years ago, C.J. Stroud was added to the team. They make the playoffs. Last year was Jaden Daniels added to the team, makes the playoffs. And those were both number two picks. But maybe somebody believes, and it clearly doesn't seem that way, but believes that Shedeur Sanders could do the same thing.
Yeah.
With all of the negativity we've heard about Shedeur and dropping in the draft, I can't imagine the Giants at three take him.
Based on what we're hearing, unless it was all smoke.
I would just be surprised. I mean, I think Cleveland would take either Travis or Carter, and then whoever's not selected, whoever filters down to three, that's who the Giants will take.
So that's actually an interesting thought, Drab. I hadn't thought of it. So is there some thinking that Shedeur sliding, part of it is the fact that no one wants to take him because they're afraid that Deion will be the guy, like that after a year of whatever, that they'll just bring Deion in?
Right.
Could that actually be affecting his stock?
It might be on the chart. You know, I mean, I don't think Mike Tomlin cares about that.
Yeah.
But if you're inexperienced.
If you're a coach on the hot seat and you draft him.
Tomlin's kind of on the hot seat, but I see what you're saying. He's a confident guy.
Well,
you're
just not going to feel threatened by Deion.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Some of these other newer guys might be.
I've heard that from some of these NFL experts to say that not necessarily it's affecting the draft stock, just that.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Deion says he's not coming to coach in the NFL. But if there's one place it'll coach, it'll be wherever his son is playing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But looms.
But if you're a GM, why? It's almost like a headache that you can avoid. Because let's say you draft Shedeur, all right, and you're the Saints, okay? Maybe you're not worried about Deion taking your job, but you're worried about him saying, you know, the GM did a crappy job of putting talent around my son. I mean, look what he has to work with. Then all of a sudden, every talk show is running with that.
It's a potential distraction.
Yes. I don't think I'd want to deal with that headache.
Yeah, so it could be affecting him.
Right.
Could be affecting his stock.
So the last team on this list, Jason mentioned it, are the Niners. They have 11 picks in the draft. They have number 11 overall. They've done a lot of salary purging during the offseason. Deebo Samuel winds up here in Washington. Dre Greenlaw and Charvarius Ward are out. They have a decision to make as to whether they sign Brock Purdy to a fat quarterback deal. That's still looming as to what they're going to do.
Letting some of these guys go to save some money to pay them, but they still haven't signed him.
There were rumors that Brandon Ayuk was going to be traded after he signed a mega deal after just one season.
Yeah. Like you said, there's rumors out there.
There's rumors out there that the Steelers would trade T.J. Watt for Purdy. I mean, there's just all kinds of rumors.
That sounds absurd.
There's just all kinds of rumors out there.
Hold on, who for Purdy?
It was just a rumor. T.J. Watt.
Oh.
Because yeah. T.J. Watt had a cryptic Instagram or tweet.
He went peace or whatever.
Peace, see you later.
By the way, has Trey Hendrickson, is that situation resolved?
No.
Nope.
Interesting.
It has not. Still out there.
Interesting case.
Still looming.
But you're right. I mean, the teams that sucked last year, of course they need to hit it big in the draft.
But hey, right? Washington last season masked a lot of their holes. But we all started the season by saying, oh my God, they got holes here. They got to fix the secondary. A lot of those things still exist. They still have to fix the defensive line. They still need to find an edge rusher. They could use some younger talent at receiver. A lot of these guys' contracts are up. So all the teams have to ace the draft, including Washington.
Certainly. All right, coming up later this hour at 7:45, it's time for another EB commercial break film study. He's going to break down who seems to be the number one consensus pick in the upcoming draft. That's Cam Ward out of the U. The Titans expected to draft him at one. We'll do that at 7:45.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout-out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.